of the most important things we can think about in our contemplation time, which I advocate everybody has in the early morning, in moments of silence before the sun comes or just after it comes, is to ask yourself, what would you like to have written on your tombstone? Now, I know it's morbid. I've already talked about in an earlier video, what would you do in your last 24 hours? So we're kind of like using death as a pushback to entice us to be a little more authentic, go down the conscious path and not be radioactive and frightened of it. Radioactivity is when we're afraid of something to such a degree that if there's a sniff of it, there's a mention of it, if there's even a single thought about it in a room, we run or we react and try to shoot the messenger. So we ask ourselves, what would you love to have written on your tombstone? And it's kind of like saying, what's your legacy? When we think short term, we think instantaneous gratification. You will already know that. And so a person who's thinking today, right now, living in the now, is like a five-year-old child. And you say to a five-year-old child, don't eat that ice cream, you'll feel sick tomorrow. And whoop, it's gone. They don't care. Don't jump off that thing, you might break your leg. They jump. Five-year-old kid lives so much in the moment, sometimes they've put themselves in gross danger, and sometimes they eat what they shouldn't be eating, they eat too much chocolate. Five-year-old kid is entitled to that, and that's why there's a thing called a parent to try and supervise and help the kid be think twice, or let's say not have instantaneous gratification. It's a bit of a journey for people because a lot of people in that regard don't grow up. Or it's more common in my experience coaching people that sometimes parents grow the kid up too quick and they try to make the child super responsible at the dinner table. Eat well, eat with your knife and fork, don't touch it with your hands, or don't do this, don't do that. And they try to grow the kid up so that there is no child. And instantaneous gratification's got to be experienced. It's an important part of the evolution of a person as they grow older. So a lot of adults revert to instantaneous gratification because they missed out on it in their childhood. They were grown up by serious parents who wanted them to behave really well, and the parents did it all out of love. So we're not trying to say there's bad parents. What we're trying to say is accidentally some kids miss out on being kids, because their parents want them to be good and great and fantastic too quick. They don't listen to the child's feelings. They don't empower the child with how do you feel. So with all this said, one of the things that's really important to do is to flatten the playing field and create a trajectory that says to you, on a daily basis, what am I building here? And if you're building something that comes to the end of your lifespan and then it stops, that's instantaneous gratification just expanded out to the dimension of your life. Instantaneous gratification. If you talk about what is a galactic day, how long does it take our galaxy to rotate? It's billions of years. And it takes 7 billion years to create an Earth, which means 7 days galactic time is the time it takes to make an Earth. And therefore time out there in this galactic space makes our little world look ridiculous when we talk about a lifespan of a human. 80 years, 70 years. It's really not even a second of galactic time. And so when we start thinking, oh, I'm thinking long term, I'm thinking about retirement, or I'm thinking about what I'm building in the next 10 years, we're playing games with ourselves. That's not even a blip. So what's on your tombstone when you pass? What's your legacy? Is saying, let's just expand the possibility that I can leave an impact, I can do something on this planet that might last beyond my life and the life of my children. And please, when you're talking about this topic, don't think that breeding children creates a legacy. Now, that's a different topic altogether, putting your bloodline on the planet to say that's my legacy, because two generations after you die, your kids will have kids, they will have kids, they won't know who you are. And so that's not a legacy. That's something else. That's a bloodline. So legacy is something you construct, you would love to construct. And it's really important to, as I said, throw that line way past the end of your life. What would you love to have written on your tombstone that people remember for two generations or three? What's there? What you do? Oh, you know, Chris was a nice guy. Yeah, so are we all. Chris did good for our people. Oh my gosh, how boring. Chris enjoyed life to the fullest. Really? Really? That on the tombstone? That will be a really sad end. So I think it's really cool to sit down and say, well, I'd love to have written on my tombstone, so in three generations they go, look what he did. And it's still happening. And it's still happening. And maybe somebody will be interested enough in what's happening to keep it going after it's happening. You might write a book that lasts more, I don't know, hundreds of years. And somebody reads it in 200 years and goes, wow, that guy, that person, that woman, that individual, that spirit really made a stamp, because this is now super cool. But it wasn't super cool for 200 years, maybe. It's like an artist whose painting becomes really expensive after they die. And I'm pretty sure the artist would be really happy about that, that the legacy got left on the wall in the form of a piece of art. So that's today's exercise. I encourage you to have fun with these exercises. I encourage you to do it, and with a pen and paper, do not use a computer. Play, use color. And I know you might be the CEO of the Westpac Bank or American Express or Qantas Airline. I know you might be some very important individual in the world, but these things are as important as your job, as your money, as your family, because you can't give what you haven't got. And I remind you about that. Most people, when they come to living and conversing with other people, go horizontal. They keep the ball bouncing at a very shallow level. And what I'm encouraging in this program, what I'm encouraging you to do now, is to go down the rabbit hole. Go past your fears, go past your uncertainties, and explore. See what it feels like down there. Remembering, as above, so below. The further down you go, the further up you go in terms of your inspiration and your contribution and your imprint and your footprint. As above, so below. Have a great day.